Narcissists have a funny way of saying things they don't really mean or meaning things they don't really say. So today I'm going to share with you translations of narcissist to English so that you know exactly what you're hearing when you hear it. So let's just jump right into it. You're angry? I don't need to deal with this nonsense right now. I will leave you alone until you get back to your senses and come back to me later. Translation, I know I'm the reason you're angry about my antics, but I don't care. I will never care. Don't expect me to apologize for my behavior because I'm totally blameless and perfect. And you need me anyway, right? I'm sick of you accusing me of cheating. It's getting old. Translation, I don't get why you won't just get over it. Clearly I'm cheating. We both know this, but I'm actually overhearing all about it. And I'm tired. I'm tired of having to pretend I'm not doing it. I mean, that's really not fair to me. You know, it's a lot of work to pretend that. I'll never take responsibility for it because I'm gonna go ahead and expect you to tolerate whatever I throw your way. And oh, if you don't, yeah, I'm totally gonna act like I'm the victim in this whole deal. Yep. I want to be alone. Translation, I want to spend time with someone else and you are in my way. I've done nothing wrong. Translation, I've done all the wrong things. I've done everything you pointed out and probably a whole lot more, if I'm being honest, which I'm not. I think anything I do is okay because you know what? I'm the one who did it. And you know I don't do things that are wrong, right? At least not according to me. Also, why do you keep calling me out on things I actually did? I really don't like that. You have an anger problem. Translation, I'm gonna provoke you, poke at you until you just can't take it anymore. Yeah, and when you finally do blow up at me for continuously disregarding your boundaries, well, I'm just gonna go ahead and say you're an angry, crazy person because that way I can play the victim instead of actually accepting any responsibility for my behavior because you know I can't be accepting responsibility for my behavior or whatever. I thought you were the last person I was gonna be with. Translation, I totally underestimated you and I thought I could be with you while also doing whatever I want with whomever I want. While you patiently wait for me and on me. And you know, keep my house in order and whatnot. Cool? You are too sensitive. You need to have thicker skin. Or can't you take a joke? Gah. Translation, I don't understand why you won't just accept my cruel and unfair criticism of you as fact. I mean, what's wrong with you anyway? You're gonna have to work so hard to get my attention again. Translation, you've caused narcissistic injury by somehow exposing one of my many flaws and you're gonna pay for it by begging me for my oh-so-precious attention while I blatantly ignore you and treat you like the dirt on the bottom of my shoe, okay? And while you're at it, listen. I'm going to make you feel like you're the one who needs to apologize to me. Can we get on the same page here? Because even though I'm the one who did something wrong, we all know the deal, right? You're crazy. It's all in your head. You need help. You're delusional. Translation, what you said is absolutely right. In fact, you hit the nail right on the head. But I'm not sure how you figured me out, and I really don't want to admit that you're right here. So I'm gonna make you feel and look crazy because this way, you're gonna be so focused on what's not really wrong with you, instead of what's wrong with me. That's such a good deal for me, yay! You're always saying the same thing over and over again. Translation, why do you keep telling the truth over and over again? I mean, I really don't like it when you call me out like that. What's the problem here? Gah, everything's all about you, you're so selfish. Translation, how dare you try to make anything about you? We've talked about this before. You know, it's all about me. Me? What? I can't have a little time alone once in a while? I have to be telling you I love you every 5 freaking minutes? Translation, you've somehow interrupted something or someone I was doing, or I was hiding something from you, and now you're like actually asking me for some sort of validation. I mean, what am I, an actual human being? Come on. You would think that you would know by now that I'm the only one who matters in this flippin' relationship. What are you thinking about? Come on. Everyone says you're this, that, or the other thing, or everyone else agrees with me on this thing. Translation, I'm just pretending that some imaginary group of people are silently agreeing with me about, well, literally anything I say, think, feel, or do in regard to you and our relationship. Why? Because not only do I hope that you're gonna feel humiliated to just imagine all these so-called people who are all like totally talking about you, it's totally gonna help me prove my point. Oh, and also as an added bonus, telling you that everyone thinks bad things about you, well, guess what? That means you're gonna be further isolated and you know what that means, right? Yes, indeed, I'll be more in control than ever. Boom, what? Oh, you're such a nice guy, or oh, you're such a sweetheart. Translation, because of your sweet, empathetic nature, I can totally get you to do anything I want by just manipulating your emotions. You're so easy. Ooh. OMG, you're so boring. Can we please talk about something interesting? You know, like me or whatever, because I'm pretty freaking interesting. I'm just saying. What? Translation, how dare you talk about anything you care about that isn't me, 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 me. You're not saying enough things about me. Hello? I don't like talking about things that aren't all about me, or at least me focused. What are you doing? Did I mention that I'd like to talk about things that are related to me? I don't think your glasses are working right. Translation, I know you saw what I was doing and you totally understood it correctly. And since I will not be accepting any responsibility for it at all, I'm just gonna gaslight you real quick so you can doubt yourself and your own perception of the world by claiming that something is wrong with your glasses. I'm smart, right? You treat me like a child. Translation, even though I do require you to take care of me and like do all the things for me and otherwise act like a parent in so many different ways, I have to pretend that you're trying to control me when you ask me where I'm going or where I've been or like anything else I don't feel like telling you right now. But listen, don't stop doing all those things that I need you to do or that I want you to do, because I'm totally gonna further abuse and manipulate you if you do. No, seriously. I never said that. You made it up. Translation, I totally said that. I did. But I'm not super happy that you're reminding me of it, so I'm just gonna pretend that you're insane so you'll start doubting yourself again. I like to watch you squirm. It's fun. I like it when you're confused. Do you know why? Yeah, because it keeps you busy. Because this way, I can do whatever I want while you're focused on whatever is wrong with you, which again is nothing. I prayed to meet you. I manifested you. You're my soulmate. For sure. Translation, I have this whole thing I'm gonna do here. I'm gonna make you believe that our connection is divinely inspired so that you're gonna feel like leaving me would like literally be doing something against God or the universe or whatever you're into. I'm sorry I seem to have done things to make you not trust me. Translation, I'm really sorry that you're calling me out on the things I've actually done, but I certainly will not be acknowledging the specific actions I actually committed against you or our relationship. I mean, yeah, I totally did those things or whatever, but I'm not into taking responsibility for them. So my fake apology, that's gonna have to be enough. And don't question me on this one. Accept it or I'll rage on you, like always. Everything that happens going forward is on you, or the ball's in your court now. Translation, I guess we can be together as long as I can, you know, continue to be a horrible human being or whatever, and then you could continue to pretend that I'm perfect, okay? Otherwise, you're on your own, toots, at least until I need another shot of supply from you, okay? Good? Okay. You just don't listen. Translation, I really don't like it when you don't go along with, well, whatever I want or whatever I say. You've got a lot of nerve to say the truth, as opposed to my twisted version of it. So I'm gonna focus on diverting attention from what's actually true by focusing on your hearing, because you can't hear right. You don't hear well. Why do you always insist on arguing with me about everything? Translation, why are you so obsessed with the truth? Despite the fact that I totally make up facts to back up my lies, we both know I'm superior and it's always my way or the highway, right? We've talked about this, right? Don't we know? Can't you see that I love you? Translation, why do you keep making me take responsibility for the things I've done to you? Isn't the fact that I use the words I love you enough to shut you up and make you pretend everything is okay again? Why can't you just love me for who I am? Or, that's just who I am, I won't change for anybody. Translation, I wanna do whatever I wanna do. I wanna say whatever I wanna say. And I wanna treat you however I wanna treat you. I don't want repercussions, and I don't want you to notice or stop acting like I'm the best thing in your whole life, because what would I do with myself? And if you do ask me to stop doing something that you don't like, or to compromise or bend in any way, shape, or form, forget about it. I am gonna make you so miserable. You're gonna be begging me for mercy. That's right. Why can't you just be like everyone else? Translation, why can't you just shut up and do whatever I want in any given moment? I mean, you can't read my mind. You don't just accept whatever I think, say, or feel is fact. I don't like this arrangement. If you can't see there's a problem with this relationship, well, then there really is a problem with this relationship. Translation, oh look, we just entered the devalue phase, and guess what? I know you're a little shocked at how mean I've suddenly become and everything, but this is a cycle. Clearly, this is all my fault. However, you have to understand I'm never gonna take responsibility. Therefore, I've decided, you know what? I'm just gonna start making you question everything, including, oh, and especially yourself and your own inability to perceive the non-existent issues that I've just made up to confuse you. Boom. Weird. Your tears, they don't faze me, even though I'm a total empath. Translation, I really don't care that I hurt you. I'm a liar. I'm not an empath. Woo, you didn't expect that, did you? Ha ha. I didn't mean to cheat on you. It just happened. Translation, I refuse to accept responsibility for cheating on you. It's not my fault. I can't help it. Anyway, I'm not interested in your emotions. I don't care how you feel. Get a clue. I'm the most honest person you'll ever meet, or I never lie. Translation, I'm the biggest freaking liar on the planet. But you know, I have an image to uphold or whatever. I need to seem innocent and sweet and likable. Plus, I'm really good at lying to myself. Yeah, I really am. It's a skill. I do tend to believe my own lies when it's convenient for me anyway. So, you know. So you're making this about you now? Translation, I really don't care how you're feeling. I really don't care what's going on with you because as I mentioned previously, everything's always about me. Yeah, even when it's really all about you, still, me. The idea that you would think otherwise kind of peeves me right off. Okay, peeves me right off. I just want things to be good between us. Translation, if you don't behave the way that I want and accept all my lies and my crappy behavior and whatnot, you're making things not good between us. So it's going to be totally your fault that I will have to be mean to you and or leave again. Yeah. Those were just a few of the many translations of narcissistic abusers. So if you liked that and you're interested, take a look at the video I'm going to leave for you right there that contains additional narcissist to English translations. You might find them fun, interesting, or informative. Take a look.
Stop attacking me. Why are you always attacking me? Translation? Ugh. Stop holding me accountable for my actions. Why are you always holding me accountable for stuff that I do? I didn't hurt you. You hurt yourself. Well, maybe you deserved it. Translation, I so lack empathy for you that I literally believe that your effort to stand up for yourself or whatever caused my narcissistic injury in this moment forced me to abuse you in some way. I think you deserved it because you didn't do what I wanted you to do, and if you try to fight me on this one, you're in big trouble. I don't like talking about my past. Translation, I have carefully crafted the image that I'm showing you and or the rest of the world in this moment, and if I talk about my past, this image might be proven false. How am I supposed to keep up my false self if I talked about the person I really am or the person I used to be? That's in the past. What do you mean? 15 minutes ago is the past. Hey, why can't we just forget the past? Translation? I don't understand why you won't get over the fact that I'm actively abusing you. I mean, the last incident was a whole 15 minutes ago. That's literally in the past, isn't it? How come you're not all happy-go-lucky yet? And why do you keep asking me to be accountable for things that I have actually done?
All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, did you recognize any of these narcissist to English translations? And if you did, what would you add? Which ones really resonated for you? And which ones did I miss? What are some of the things that your narcissist said to you? And what did they really mean? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.